Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back to Mum's the Word, the parenting podcast. I'm Kelsey Parker and I'm your host for this week. So guys, over the half term, we decided to take the children to Cornwall by train. I know what you're thinking. Are we mad? Yes, we are. We took three under the age of four and one baby to Cornwall by the train. And it was very, eventful. We made it there in one piece and we had the most amazing holiday. But yeah, you know, sometimes guys, you put yourself out there and you can actually do it. And we did it. So this episode, we are focusing on homeschooling. And today we are joined by my good friend, Coral Golding. She is into wellness, fashion, and is also a travel blogger. Coral made the decision to homeschool both her children and says once they had decided to do it, it was like a massive weight had been lifted off her shoulders. Thank you for joining me and welcome to Mum's the Word. So tell me, you know, everybody wants to know about homeschooling.
Yeah, it's a hot topic at the moment, isn't it?
Hot topic! One, how did you do it? What made you decide to do it? I've got so many questions for you.
I mean, it was never my original intention. My daughter would go to school, so we didn't kind of off the bat decide for her to start homeschooling. So we then went along to her open day and I met the teacher and it honestly just didn't feel right in my gut. And I left feeling really confused about what to do and she just felt really young at the time. And then I went away and my dad said to me, she doesn't have to actually go to school. And it just opened up the whole world of homeschooling to me. And I just looked into everything, did loads of research and saw that there was loads of homeschool groups locally and there was a massive community in Brighton.
So that was when she was four?
Yes.
You looked at the school. So when did you actually like start doing the educational side of things? Because I guess really you don't actually have to be in school till you're five.
No, exactly. But she was four, but she is a September baby. So she, technically from, so from the September.
Because Aurelia's not. Aurelia's obviously not five until the end of June. Because she's got...
When's her birthday?
She's June the 30th.
Oh, so she's like a young, Sophie is as well.
She's young. So even now, she's got a modelling job.
Okay.
But I obviously have to get a licence for her and she's got to take a few days off school. But when I went in, they were like, well, legally, she doesn't have to be here till she was five. I know you have to get a licence, but she doesn't actually have to go to school until she's five, does she?
No.
I mean, she was really ready to go to school. But I'm so interested with homeschooling.
Okay.
And I do feel like, I don't know, if I'll get to a point where I would pull the kids out and do the homeschooling, but it's definitely something I'm interested in. And obviously people, you know, you're going to get the same questions, aren't you? That people go, oh, well, where do they socialise?
Literally the biggest question, my most asked question is about socialisation, but they are, I mean, ask any of my friends who have met them and they're literally like...
Well, I know the girls.
Exactly. You've met them and they're bubbly, chatty, confident kids. But also they go to a lot of groups and we have a lot of meetups. So it's not just them at our kitchen table. I think that's the biggest misconception about homeschooling is that it's you and your children sat down with books, 8 a.m., 9 a.m., starting you know, school for the day, but that is not the case whatsoever. Like, we're out and about in the real world, mixing with other adults, mixing with other kids. Like, they have friends over all the time and they're making up dances or they do groups together. They're always socializing. I actually think more so than you would be in school. Because,
well, saying that, Aurelia goes to a really big school.
Oh, does
she? She goes to like the biggest school in Europe, I think. So it's six classes per year with 30 kids in each class. So her school is massive.
And how does she, love it?
She loves it, but she's really confident, isn't she? So she literally goes around, she knows everyone. Like, she'll go, oh, that person's from class 19. That person's from there. Like, she is me as a child. Like, and growing up, and now, even now, I'll like walk around my area and I'll know people because I went to school with them, because the school's so big.
You're
for
very
everyone.
Bubbly and confident. I feel like you know everybody, don't you, though?
I know everyone. If I don't, no. I do know a lot of people and I am bubbly. So school was great for me. But looking back, I would have probably liked the homeschooling, because I think there's certain elements of when you're at school, you know, for me, that actually sitting at the desk. I actually saw someone, I think it must have been Brooke Vincent that put it up yesterday or someone, and it was like a kid in the class. So I've had to move your daughter because she's talking to the person next to them. This was me as a child. So I moved your daughter next to the teacher. She then started talking to the teacher. Like, that was me as a child. Like, I couldn't sit there and be quiet.
Yeah, but I don't actually think kids are necessarily, especially from a young age, they're necessarily meant to.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So what does a week look like for the girls?
So no week is exactly the same, but roughly on a Monday and a Tuesday, they do always go to their kind of home ed school, which is 9 to 5, Monday to Tuesday. And that is run by ex-primary school teachers who saw, not necessarily faults, but they saw things that could be improved within the education system. And they tried to make changes and they saw within the system they couldn't do anything. It's like, it's all legislative, you know, they can't make changes. It's really difficult. So they took a step back and they started the Imaginarium, which is like project-based learning where it's all ages and there's no testing or anything like that. But they go and it means they're with their friends and they're learning about the world, but and with teachers, with qualified teachers. So they do that on a Monday and a Tuesday. They also have piano on a Tuesday. Then Wednesday, Ava has a math tutor. Then they do Aikido. Then she does private singing.
What's Aikido?
It's like a martial art.
Oh.
Yeah, but it's really good, actually. So they talk a lot about mindfulness and meditation within that. So it's not like karate or any of those kind of martial arts. It's more defensive and how to stay calm in a situation, which I think in this day and age is really important.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they do that. And then Ava has singing and dance. And then Thursday, they have tutor, art, gymnastics.
But it's no, like gymnastics, is that an after school?
No, so this is a home ed group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which is really good. So I feel like there's a lot of places now that are kind of catering more to the home ed community, because also there's a gap in the market for businesses. If you think of like a gymnastics club, what are they doing all day? They've got this big open space. They might as well fill it with, you know,
home ed kids. It's great though, so you get everything done during...
Yeah, but
day.
Then I'm a taxi driver. Like, obviously not fully, but I'm taking them round to groups all the time. But it means that they're, you do get everything done during the day as well.
Because I guess that's what parents would feel, that, you know, I drop my kids off at 8:30 and they come out at 3.
Yes.
I get to do other stuff during the day. If someone went down the home ed route, you are sacrificing a bit of... Do you feel like you could work and do home ed?
Yeah, definitely. I know loads of parents that do. And the thing is, you just... Because there are a lot of groups, you can, for example, on the Monday and a Tuesday, they're there all day, you know, longer hours than they would be at school. But then also you just kind of navigate it and communicate with other home ed mums. So like, I'll take one of Ava's friends for the afternoon and then vice versa. So you all just kind of help out, I suppose, and then take them out for the afternoon, you know, go to the library or wherever you end up going.
So you have built a community.
Yeah. And we're really fortunate in Brighton. There's a massive homemade community. And I'm not even a massive part of it, because I'm not one of those like really social mums that goes and... Like, I do make an effort, but I'm also... I just kind of do my own thing as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, we've got our friends, but then, yeah.
So the girls absolutely love it. What are their thoughts in school? Do they ever go to, why don't I go to school? Like,
well, Ava, neither of them ever did, and they were really happy to homeschool. But now Ava's because she would be due to start secondary in September, and she's asking a lot of questions about it. And I've always said, if they ever ask to go to school, obviously I'll let them. So I don't know. I don't know what the future holds.
Well, you're like, Ava, you need to let me know because I've got to apply for school.
Yeah, of course. But I also feel like we should just figure it out. Yeah.
But would you go down the private route, or then would you go? Because again, I guess if you go down the private school route, it's a bit more open. I mean, obviously, state schools are quiet.
I went to a big state school and I got really bullied, and that's one of my concerns.
Do you think that's why as well, that didn't feel right school for you?
I don't know whether that's a part, because I didn't just have a negative, you know, I don't only have negative memories of school.
Who is bullying you?
Girls in the year above. Oh, honestly, they were so mean. Honestly.
She's so beautiful. Look at her. Look at that beautiful face. She hates it.
Yeah, I think if she went to a state school, because she's quite naive, because she isn't in the school system, she's not kind of used to lots of kids around her. I don't know if she would find it quite intimidating going to a big school. Because she's not used to that.
Yeah.
She's quite innocent and naive for her age. I think she would be like, what the
heck? Well, I guess that's when you sort of learn, don't you? Because when you go to school, you are having all walks of life, aren't you, I guess?
Which she does also have in the homemade community. I know it's not all walks of life, but there's a total mix of kids. Because some people say that as well. They think that it's just one type of person that home educates, but it's really not the case.
But not to be like judgmental, but people are. We know we live in a society. Really, I guess people would not think that you would look like someone who would home educate their kids. Do you know what I mean?
Honestly, that is.
Do people say that to you?
Yeah, because sometimes I don't look like the average. And what is the average?
No, I know this. What are you meant to look like to home ed? Like, I feel so many different thoughts about home education, and I'm really interested, like I said, but for me it's my kids. Sounds terrible, doesn't it?
No.
My kids are then at school from 8:30 till 3:00, and I know that they're there, and I know that they're studying. But for me, it's a
massive thing that you don't then have to think about, and you know that they're being looked after, and you know that they're learning. So it's one thing.
But she's
especially
she's reception. So she's not having fun. And when I just went to her parents' evening, they said she likes to work her way around every activity and she's very interested in reading. But I feel like Aurelia will struggle when it comes to sitting down and concentrating, and also the pressure. I feel like it was the pressure of school.
Yeah, I think that's one thing.
Times tables.
Yeah.
Have you gone home and done your homework? And
it's just memorising.
I know someone, actually. Their child goes to a French school here.
Yeah.
And it's like rated like one of the best schools in our area. They don't have homework. There's no homework. And for me, I think that's brilliant. Yeah. Because Aurelia, and I do talk about Bodie, obviously, but we're not at that stage yet of him being like into school.
Yeah.
But my kids do so many different activities.
I bet they do, yeah.
So every night of the week, we're here, there and everywhere doing like a taxi service. Yeah. mine is Mondays. I'm literally back and forth from the gymnastics club, football, here, there. But she's not going to actually have time for homework, because for me, I feel it's important for her to do her dance and everything. But I don't understand why we're still doing homework at schools.
Yeah. No, I don't. And I also think that I saw something the other day and it really resonated with me. And it said that if your child is failing at maths but amazing at tennis, I would hire a tennis coach rather than a maths tutor. Because it's like, why not find that energy and put that energy into something that your child is amazing at already, and then they're going to grow, rather than something that they're never going to be interested in that. Do I use any of what I learned from maths? I mean, obviously the basics, but we have a calculator in our pockets now. Do you know what I mean?
And that is so funny, because someone said to me the other day, it's not like your teachers used to say when we were at school, you won't be walking around with a calculator in your pocket. Guess what?
And we've got and we've got an encyclopedia.
We have everything now. So, and at schools, you know, they now do that, no one can be a winner. So when you're doing sports day and you're doing these things that other people will excel at, they can't no longer excel because you can't have a winner. Why can't someone be a winner? Because you are good at running. You can be the winner of that race.
Yeah.
Like, you are the top of the class at maths. So you are the winner at maths. Do you know what I mean?
Because
they still do the table scheme of the top
groups and everything. Yeah.
So we're doing that. But yet for other things, we can't.
Yeah, and I just think then that stays with you, that element of like the top group. Like I was never in the top group at maths and that stayed with me. So I always say I'm rubbish at maths and I have no interest in pursuing anything to do with maths. So why would I then waste so much of my energy and time when I could have focused on something that I was really good at? Like I excelled in art and drama, but I could have had so much more time to spend on those things and become much better at them than the things that I'm not that interested in. And I'm not saying you don't need to cover the basics of that, because I believe you do, to get through
life
in the Western world, like 100%.
But there's things like writing an invoice or paying your mortgage.
Yeah, but I didn't learn that at school.
We didn't learn these things at school, but they're quite key things, like how to save your money, how does a mortgage work, how do interest rates work. I'm still getting my head around that now, because for me, Tom did all that, and now it's like I'm having to figure that out for me, because I guess I met Tom at 19 and was like, right, you're in charge, mate.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're not told how to write an invoice. I have young girls that come and work for me at K2K and we're like, oh yeah, can you just invoice us? They're like, what does an invoice look like?
Yeah, I remember Googling.
Your tax return.
Yeah, but tax. I honestly just had to Google everything.
The Motherkind podcast explores how to feel happier, more confident and empowered in your motherhood, even in our world of pressure, judgment and comparison. I'm your host, Zoe Blasky, and every week I speak to an incredible expert to share actionable steps and powerful lessons to living your life as a mother with more joy and unapologetic confidence. Listen wherever you get your podcasts, just search Motherkind.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What are the girls most interested in?
Ava is performing arts, 100%. Like she wants to eventually go to some form of drama school. So maybe she'll do that when she's a little bit older.
Why don't you audition her now for somewhere?
I don't know.
Yeah, if she's interested and she wants to go to school, audition her for Sylvia Young. There we go. That's it. Ava's off to Sylvia Young.
Not homeschooling anymore.
Yeah. She's off to Sylvia's.
Yeah.
There's other theatre art school that you can look into. I can't just say Sylvia Young. No. But, you know, there's loads out there. For me, that was the best thing. I did go to performing arts school because I had an interest at 11. I needed to go somewhere.
So that's the age that you went for. I thought it was from like 14 that you could go to somewhere.
No, I went at 11.
That's interesting.
But that was the perfect place for me to go to. That was my home. That was my place where I wasn't going to get into trouble, because again, I wouldn't have been able to.
But you were passionate about it though, weren't you?
I think that's why I'm so mixed about the home education.
Yeah.
Because I really would love to do it, but I feel like I need to do a lot more research into it.
Yeah, I mean, I was thrown into the deep end with it. I didn't plan to do it. So all of a sudden it was like, oh, we're just going to take on this whole new project. But that felt really liberating and exciting to all of a sudden take a step back.
And what did your husband feel?
No, he was not up for it. He went to like a really top private school and he was just like, nah. But then all of a sudden I talked him into it. And now he's like the biggest advocate, and he goes around saying how proud he is and how he believes in home education.
And then what about, obviously your dad said she doesn't need to be there.
Yeah.
What about his parents? How did they feel? Were they a bit like...
Unfortunately, he lost his mum, so she wasn't around when we made that decision, and his dad is the most placid guy going, so he didn't really...
Because I bet it would be quite hard if you didn't have, like, grandparents on board.
Yeah,
and
my mum wasn't
that... have I got to do some running around?
It's funny, because my mum wasn't, like... She wasn't not on board, but she just thought it was a massive decision for us to make, and she was like, you're playing with your child's future here. Like, it's not just something, a decision that you make overnight. And then now, again, she sends me reels all the time of, like, things that she's seen about how great homeschooling is and stuff. So I think a lot of people then come around to it when they see the freedom that the kids have and how happy and grounded they are.
So do you not actually teach the children?
So we do with certain things, but there's certain...
That's where I was saying.
There is certain...
You're saying you're not good at maths and then you're having to do the maths because this is why homework.
That's why we have tutors for maths and English, because I just want them to know the basics. Like, I don't need them to be A-star students unless they want to be, and then we will focus on that more. But neither of them have shown a massive interest in maths and English, but I do think they're subjects that you need to know the kind of bare minimum in to get by. So that's why they have tutors, because I'm definitely not confident in those topics.
And I guess that's like a little less stress off you as well, having a tutor come in.
Yeah, definitely, because recently the tutor actually said that Ava was up to date and up to speed with her peers, which is amazing considering she has an English tutor once a week, you know, which is really good.
It's like, because our kids are going to be doing it every single day, aren't they?
Yeah, well, they say, I saw something the other day and it said about the power of 2-hour learning. So within home education, you can actually cram in what you would learn in a day into 2 hours, because they're getting one-on-one tuition, whether that be with you, whether that be with a tutor. We're constantly having conversations about the world and they're not having to sit and wait for an answer that may never get answered.
Well, yeah, because now thinking like, you know, Array is in a class full of 30 kids. Some kids are going to be super intelligent and love learning and want to learn. But then you're also going to have them kids in the class that are a little bit oiky and muck mm-hmm. around. So it is really hard. I remember even being in... You look back now, don't you? That when you're in the class and you think, oh, I feel really sorry for the kids that were super intelligent. And I just actually...
Effed around. I was awful at school. Especially, I ended up going to a girls' school for the last 2 years after I was bullied. Because in year 9, I was just like, it was just not good for me. And I could see that I was like failing everything. But when I was at the mixed state school, I'd just fuck about my friends. So, yeah, I feel really bad for
you
the
You feel them
the
people. Even in our GCSEs, I had people mucking around. And some of the kids that were set to get like A's and A stars came out crying their eyes out. I remember.
No.
Even in history, I think I was like, I loved history. I loved it. And I was set to get a B. And then my friend really mucked around in the exam. I'm not going to name and shout. Actually, do you know what we love to hear on this show is your birth stories.
Okay.
So how were your births with the girls?
They were both born in hospital. I had a few complications with Ava, but actually originally, I honestly feel like when I was pregnant with Ava was when I kind of started to look at parenting from an alternative way of looking at things, because I always just anticipated that I would have all the pain relief, I would go to hospital and just have all the vaccines, whatever they were going to have. And then when I was pregnant, somebody kind of planted the seed in my head that if you look at us ancestrally and how women have evolved, they wouldn't have had pain relief. Like, we have evolved to give birth to children. This is what our bodies are supposed to do. And it really opened my eyes to the world of just women in general. It's like, and our health, it's like, how have we done all these things without medical intervention? So I then decided to not have pain relief with Ava, but then unfortunately my placenta didn't come out, so I then had to go, which was really annoying because I did everything pain free. She came out and then my placenta didn't come out, so then I had to go and have an operation to have it surgically removed, which was quite traumatic. And then Sophie was born in the water, again in hospital, but because I'd had the complications, they wanted me to be in a hospital environment to be safe.
Do you feel like you would change any of that now?
I would 100% try and have a home birth if I could. Now that I feel so much more confident, and again, it's like that thing of knowing what your body is made to do this, aren't
we? Well, when I say to people, I literally had gas and air with Bodhi. That was it. Like a bit of gas and air stopped, pushed him out,
yeah,
and then didn't even have any painkillers, anything. They were like, I can't, like, the, literally the midwives were like, pushing me round to the wall that I was going to have. And I was like, I can't believe that you've not even asked us for a paracetamol yet. And I'm like, wow. I'm fine. Like, but it's that, I think we have been conditioned, haven't we, to
yeah.
have all the pain relief, and it's going to be painful. Because I did a baby shower for my friend at the weekend, and there was three other pregnant girls there, and this is their first time mums, and they were like, oh, about like the labour. And I said, trust me, the labour is nothing.
The easiest part.
You think you've got this child that's not sleeping and doing other things. Like, we're so focused, aren't we, on the birth and the labour. And I guess now
100%. I feel like there's not enough focus on actually what happens when you all of a sudden have a baby in your arms. The whole of my pregnancy I was focused on hypnobirthing and all these different things to do with birth, but not actually hardly read into what happens when you have a baby in your arms.
And literally they are either put onto the boob, yeah, or whatever,
and then you're like, bye, you're left to go home, you know.
You're like, what, I've got to leave, I've yeah, got to exactly. leave this place. So yeah. Did you ever take the girls to nursery, preschool? Did you do that?
Yes. So they, Ava went to a Buddhist nursery originally, which was really lovely. So they taught a lot about mindfulness.
Oh, right.
And they practiced meditation and sung mantras. It was really lovely. And they taught compassion. And
how do you find these places?
Just through word of mouth, I think. And my mum knew about, it was called the Dharma School. They sadly closed. But my mum told me about that one. And then when she left there, she then went to a Montessori nursery as well. So she did that. And then I thought about carrying on with Montessori education, but she wasn't that happy there. So that's then when we enrolled her into a regular school. And then that's when it all kind of started, really.
That's where it all happened.
Yeah, exactly.
It is funny, isn't it? The path that you're on, like you, like what you're saying, like you do the whole hypnobirthing, you're there, you then have the baby, then you don't even think about, you know, it's only till now that I've got Aurelia at the school that you're like then looking at education. And
I think some people do. Some people know even before they're pregnant what, the school that their kids are going to go to, and that's great, but that was just not me. I've always gone through life almost winging it. Yeah. And it's like all of a sudden, if something doesn't feel right in my gut, that's then when I make the decision.
I think it's really hard when people say what about the gut feeling. Mm-hmm. Can you explain the gut feeling?
I think it's intuition. Like, I really do. I think whether it's regarding to your own health or what you eat or how you decide to raise your kids, if something doesn't sit right with you, you should really listen to that voice, because I think we are so used to and almost being programmed into what we're supposed to do as mothers. It's like they're born, they have this, they take that, you do this,
they go here,
they do, you know, you eat this, every part of our life is kind of programmed into this system. And it's only now that I've taken a step out of it that I look at the system and I'm like, it's fine for some people, but there's certain parts and certain elements of that I don't necessarily agree with. And so I think it's quite scary as well, because it's a bit of a rabbit hole. It's like when you take a step out of that, it's like the more and more you look into it, the more and more you know. Just as you probably will with alternative health.
Yeah.
It's like the more you look into the...
Well, even, look, Coral, how long have I known you for now? Like...
Was it 3-4 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But definitely before Tom
yeah.
got sick. And obviously you were home educating then, and I was a bit like, oh, I would have thought... Not that you were weird, because that's not like, that's not a nice word. Right. But not weird, but being like, oh, as if she doesn't put her kids into school. Like, yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah, that sort of feeling, thinking, oh my God. And people probably listening to that would be like, why? Like the questions, yeah. like I question. But now after everything that I've gone through with Tom, I completely get it. And yeah. that's why I keep saying that I'm really teetering, and I think there'll be a point where I'll have to make that decision yeah. whether I keep Aurelia in school or take her out. And I definitely know that that's going to come to me, because I just know it. But it's yeah. that gut, going with your gut, and I always question my gut, like, is it that gut feeling, is it the head?
But the thing is, just as you've done throughout your journey with Tom, it's like you would have looked at all the options that were given to you, and you went with your gut feeling on so many of the decisions you made. And it's only then when you start to look at the system that we're told to go down that you start breaking it apart and actually saying, I don't agree with that. So,
well, you going into the school and it not feeling right, me and Tom being chucked into a position where it was the standard of care hasn't changed in 30 years. Mm-hmm. There's something else I've got to do. You having that feeling, this is not right for me and my family.
But that's brave. That is really brave for you to then take that into your own hands, you know? And it is a massive decision when you decide to step out of the system, you know?
Yeah, and it's...
But it's really liberating as well when you make those
so
decisions.
Good.
Yeah,
and also then you think, you know, I feel like we are all boxed, aren't we? We're mm-hmm. all put, like, we're all in this box, and sometimes you just have to break out of that box. And if you're listening to this podcast and you feel like, you know what, there is a box and I need to break out of it, then you need to do your research. And that's what I say with everything, that research yeah. is king. Like, you
have knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. And having yeah. to go around and, you know, finding the right place, like you said, that the girls have only just started yeah. the, what's it called?
Imaginarium.
The Imaginarium.
I know.
They've only just
started
that.
It's like something
out
of Willy Wonka, isn't
yeah, it? Yeah, that's what it does actually yeah. sound like. So they've only just started that. You're like, you've had to, I guess, go with your
it's
gut.
Trial and error,
like,
yeah.
yeah, navigate your way.
But to me, it's the same with diet. It's the same with healthcare. It's like I've tried certain things and things haven't sat right. And then I've just gone with makes the most sense to me.
And I think we're all forever evolving, aren't we?
Yeah. Exactly.
Now
I never say I know it all.
What I did for Aurelia, I've
you
done.
You might not do. Yeah.
No, I have done completely different for Bodhi.
Oh, really?
But I don't think you can have regrets, can you?
You've got to be so careful because there's certain things I didn't even know with Ava and I beat myself up
but
about
you can't
it now.
Because you didn't know
so
that
hard.
At that
I know.
Time.
It's
and now
so
you
hard.
Have learned and I have done things differently with Bodhi.
Okay.
People are like, what has she done differently?
Yeah. I'm like,
but even,
like,
do you know
yeah.
what? Even down to, I know your kids are all different, but I've put Bodhi into like a private preschool,
yeah.
whereas Aurelia just went to the local preschool. But the private preschool has been so good for Bodhi.
But the thing is, your kids are different as well. Yeah. Just as you said, with Ava going to school, it might not necessarily suit Sufi. So it's amazing that you can see that in your children and think that Bodhi needs, you know, that level of attention.
Well, he's just his confidence has got so much better. But Aurelia could go to any preschool.
And she'd be happy. And,
well,
yeah.
she'd be running it, wouldn't she? So. They've got to watch out at her school. She'll be running it soon. But Bodhi's not like that. So he's needed for me to guide him. And even like when he goes to clubs, mm-hmm. with Aurelia, I can literally shut the door. She's in. Bye. Like, yeah, yeah. But Bodhi, I mentor him more.
Okay.
Like, we team talk when we're off to the club and what we're going to be doing. And, you know, you've got to be good at football today. You've got to be good with Coach Alex
yeah.
because Mum can't bear to sit round the edge of the football and think, why is my son trying to play football with his eyes shut? Like, he was
yeah,
sleepwalking
yeah, yeah.
1 week.
No.
Was, no, pretending to sleepwalk. But he...
And you're like, what
he's
you
a
do?
Boundary pusher in a completely different way to Aurelia. But yeah, these kids are sent to try us and test us and learn. And
but I think it's honestly such an amazing journey. Like, I have evolved so much as a human since having children, and I'm so grateful for that. Like, when you first start, I think it's all so daunting, all the big decisions that you're going to have to make, but you just do what is right at the time. And as you said, it's like, just don't look back with any guilt, because that is the worst, isn't it?
You can't yeah. look back with guilt.
No.
You've done it.
Yeah. And you can always change your mind with, so, you know, not everything, but certain things you can change your mind. And it doesn't have to be the way you kind of initially change your mind at any time.
And I guess that's with when your child is at school.
Yeah.
You know, if Ava decides to go and leaves, like, it doesn't really matter, does
There's
it?
There's no harm in trying anything. Even with your career, with what you eat, it's like you don't have to label yourself as anything. Like, I say that on my Instagram all the time. It's like, I am a homeschool mum and then I put organic beef tallow on my skin, but I still get my nails done and my lashes done and I, you know, I shop in organic farms, but I still get Amazon parcels. It's like, you don't need to fit in this box and you don't have to say, this is going to be my life forever. Just try it. And if you don't like it, what's the harm?
Wow, I feel like I needed you today, Coral. I feel like that is a fantastic bit of advice because, yeah, sometimes, you know, you need to do, you do you.
I always say you do you, yeah.
You do you, Bill.
Yeah.
But it is true, isn't it? You just have to do what you're doing and focus on you and your family.
Yeah, exactly. And just go with your gut.
And go with your gut.
And trust it. Trust that intuition.
The moral of this podcast is go with your gut.
And you do you.
And yeah. you do you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Kelsey.
Do you have a question you want me and my guest to answer? Get in touch by emailing askmumsthewordpod@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail on WhatsApp. Our number is 07 599 927 537, or leave it as a review on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you hit the subscribe or follow button so you never miss an episode. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, then please leave us a review and a 5-star rating. It helps others find us. And talking of spreading the news, please tell another person about the podcast and help us reach more people. So I've been Kelsey Parker. You can find me on being_Kelsey on Instagram, where I'm just being me. We'll be back with another episode, same time, same place, next week. Thanks for listening.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.